You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hans with Candy featuring Imugi. Kia ora, Hans. How are you this morning?
Morning. Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you in here. And congratulations on your new EP, Candy. How's it feeling to have these tracks out in the world now?
Good. I feel like I've been sitting on, it's a three-track EP. I feel like I've been sitting on these songs since about March this year, which I guess comparatively isn't necessarily a long time, but it feels like a long time to me.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have them out.
Yeah, totally. That is so funny because that feels like, just a few months back, March of this year, but you're so prolific. You work on so many projects at the same time. You've got fingers in many musical pies. I can understand why this is finally, these songs are out there. I think it's fair to say, a consummate collaborator. You're so good at bringing your community along with you, Hans, and it's always awesome to see people like Imugi popping up on your tracks and all the support you've been giving your ABG collective friends as well, like Hanbi on her recent release. What's your focus at the moment? What are you most excited about within your own music, but also within your friend group?
I guess watching us collectively grow is definitely something that's high on the priority list, and it's been amazing to see the progress that we've together as a group made over the last year. It's been kind of, I guess, interesting for me as well. Like you said, I do tend to work on multiple things at once, so sometimes you kind of get into this tunnel vision mode of working on these projects. So it's good to sometimes take a step back and just see what's going on in the bigger picture. I feel like I haven't maybe done that as much as I should. But I know I'm excited for playing Laneway next year with the crew, their collective projects. Everyone in the collective is working on new projects as well.
Yeah.
Myself included, I'm slowly starting work on a new album. They'll hopefully be out next
year. That's exciting.
So, yeah, pretty excited for that as well.
I think Laneway will be a great point for you to be able to get a bit of scope on what you've been doing. I think something like that's a huge achievement, getting on that lineup, but also, I mean, bringing all your mates with you for that performance is going to be, you know, a real like, oh, here we are, like, this is what we're doing type of a time. How did the ABG Collective come to be in the first place? Always be grateful, that's what it stands for, eh?
Yeah. I think the ideas first started floating around maybe, I think it was about June last year. I linked up with Luke, who goes by Woo musically. He shoots all our videos, but yeah, we did a video for one of my songs, and then I met his brother through him. And we all, you know, discovered we all make music, and the music's great, and we all kind of vibed. At the same time, I got to know Hanbi online because she was still living in Korea at the time.
Like,
pretty much like the same time that I met them. And started talking with her, and her music was amazing too. And kind of from like, I've always wanted to get into artist management. But I guess early on in my career, I was more just focused on like, you know, getting myself out there first and making my own music. But I felt like it was like the right time, and they were very keen on it too. And like, yeah, I feel very passionately about, you know, all their music. So it was just like such a right place, right time sort of thing.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I think that having you in that management role makes a lot of sense probably for artists, because knowing that you are coming from the space of the same challenges, the same hurdles that, you know, all new independent artists have sort of setting out, there's so much stuff that it's really useful, I imagine, for people to be like, oh, Hans knows because he's had to do it as well. You know, it's not, you're not speaking to someone in a kind of corporate space. You've absolutely been through those same pathways.
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, that kind of is important, I guess, at all levels of like the music industry to maybe have that like artist representation.
Yeah.
It goes for like corporate and also, I guess, like public sector stuff as well. But I definitely, yeah, think it's, yeah, pretty important. And maybe it's like semi like a age thing too. It's like nice to have artists who have like accustomed to like this like cluster of like what like tech is in music too. And like being accustomed to that as well, I guess, helps. So yeah, we all kind of just like vibe off each other as well though at the end of the day. And yeah, honestly, just grateful for, always be grateful.
That name, it's a line from one of your tracks, is that right? Always be grateful.
Yeah, so when we made the name, it was a bit of a play because like most of our collective's Asian, but ABG also stands for Asian baby girl, and we thought that
it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny, like, you know, playing on the that ABG acronym. I don't know. I think that name just came real randomly. It was me and my friend Owen and another friend called June, who's a fashion designer. We were just all just like messing around, and we like threw it out there because we were trying to think of a name for like months for our collective. Like, we'd already formed and like everyone was there, but we just couldn't figure out a name.
Yeah.
And then I didn't think that would be the one that would stick, but it did.
It seems to be, I think, like a really good banner for what it is you guys do and what brings you all together, because these very natural collaborations that seem to be happening, you know, even before you had this group as such, it's kind of created a really awesome buzz around what these people are doing, and lifts everybody's music up in the same way where maybe someone like Hanbi might not have got the recognition that her album is getting and that her music is getting if she didn't have a bunch of people also there to be like, hey, look at what she's up to. She's doing some really cool stuff. So seeing the way that you guys are supporting each other is honestly really inspiring, and I think great for anybody else who's maybe in that sort of sticky place where you're like, I've got all this music and I don't know what to do. Go find some mates and help each other out, you know? Would that be advice you'd give to other people who are out there sort of struggling to get a little bit of traction for their sounds?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like having a good circle around you definitely helps. And I guess like having people that you can trust too. Yeah, you do definitely hear a lot of like nightmare stories, and especially this industry as well. So I guess, yeah, having a close circle around you, a support circle, and like, I guess at the start doesn't necessarily even have to be like friends who do music, you know?
Yeah,
you just have a supportive friend group that always comes to your gigs or like,
yeah.
you know, always shares your music online. I think that definitely is probably like the most healthy starting point for any you know, upcoming musician.
Totally. You're based in Sydney at the moment, which is pretty exciting. How are you finding it over there?
I feel like a sellout a little bit.
Just no.
It's nice, honestly. It's real fun. The music scene there is like absolutely bubbling. Because like we were speaking earlier, like Melbourne has always had this moniker of like being like the musical city.
Yeah.
Whereas like I feel like Sydney maybe flies under the radar a little bit. But from what I've found, and like I've been lucky enough to go to a lot of gigs in Sydney. The scene's lovely. There's like a really cool Asian like music scene in Sydney, which is so dope. I've been lucky enough to get close to some of the guys there, and having a great time, not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's so awesome to see. I'm really excited to see the fruits of all of these new ideas and vibes for you at Laneway, which is going to be in January the 30th, which is Auckland Anniversary Day. For anyone who's been umming and ahhing about getting a ticket, just do it. You're going to have so much FOMO if you don't come. The rest of us will be gloating about it. But what are you looking forward to? What's on the horizon for you at the moment, Hans?
I'm actually going to Korea next week for two
awesome.
Months, which will be, real fun. I have quite a few music friends in Korea, so we'll be making a lot of music. I'm playing a few shows as well in Korea. And like Korea, I've always kind of wanted to play in Korea. I did have some stuff lined up pre-COVID, and then obviously with COVID, everything just, you know, hit the fan. But definitely really excited for the Korea trip and just to like collab with artists and hopefully get some of my album done in Korea.
Awesome, that'll be cool.
Yeah, but beyond that, I guess we're all pretty like open-minded about what could happen next year. There's nothing concrete. We're just all focusing on our individual projects, and hopefully I can just get a project out next year.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we look forward to it. And so far, you've put out this amazing EP for us to listen to in the meantime, so I reckon we should have another track from it now. This is Kyoto Calls. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Hans. It's been great to have you in the studio.
Honestly, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
I'm
Brand new from Hans. This is Kyoto Calls. This is from the Candy EP, which was just released on Friday and features two tracks with Amugi. So nice to have Hans in the studio. What a lovely guy, and he's doing some really amazing projects at the moment, both for his own music and for the ABG collective that he supports. You can catch Hans playing at Laneway with a bunch of his ABG mates, so make sure you head to the stage to check him out when you're dotting around the festival. It's going to be so much fun. There are still tickets available since they moved to Western Springs. Heaps more people able to go, so if you were sort of sad that you missed out when it sold out, there are plenty of tickets out there now, so make sure you grab one.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.